Quiero needs a run and Wild Ruler. Profiteer, Ballistic Lover at the 100. Wild Ruler, the Inferno right down the centre. Wild Ruler and the Inferno. Wild Ruler just in front of the Inferno. Wild Ruler has won from the Inferno, trekking third photo for Ballistic Lover or Shaquiro. They were followed next by Profiteer.
And gee, it was a beautiful ride. He got Wild Ruler in the perfect position, sweating for a run on the point of the turn, but as soon as he saw daylight, he put it away in a matter of strides. And it's great to have a chat to multiple Group 1 winning jockey Daniel Moore this morning. G'day, Buckets, congratulations. What a whirlwind week it's been.
Yeah, cheers, guys. It's fantastic, that's for sure.
Has Jack cottoned on yet? Last week when I spoke to you after the first, Penelope was all over it and Lauren, but Jack was a bit indifferent to your success. Is Jack cottoning on yet?
He was a bit the same again. I think he was up playing Call of Duty or something on his PlayStation and heard Mum screaming the house down and said, oh, did he do it again? And then wandered back upstairs. So,
He's a bit too cool for school, young Jack, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So, he's wrapped, but, he's taking a bit different to how I'd take it anyway.
Dan, congratulations. Fantastic week. When did you know you were going to get the ride on Wild Ruler?
My manager gave me a call pretty much straight after Caulfield last week and said that, the flow and effect had worked and that we'd sort of got the ride on Wild Ruler, and I sort of had to sort of stop and think for a minute because he's got such good form, and, it was just amazing to hear that news, and I was really pumped all week and really, really confident after I rode him at the Valley on Monday morning.
Confidence is a huge thing in any sport, for racehorses and for sports people as well. Did you feel you've gone to another level? Because it was a supreme ride. And the pressure of Group 1 racing, the pressure of 1,000 metres around the valley, you were cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I guess I've been riding a long time now and ridden in some nice races and in a few different places around the world. And pressure, there's more expectation than pressure, I guess. I sort of just cruise along now and take it as it comes, but like I said, I just had such supreme confidence in the horse because he gave me such a great feel, and the race mapped really well for him. It went perfectly to plan how we wanted it to go, and just had to have a little bit of faith in him, and he did the rest.
I reckon he caught a few of us by surprise. I don't think we realised quite what a machine he is, Wild Ruler. I know he ran second to Nature Strip, but it was like something had to. But I think a few of us might have underestimated just how good and how push-button he is. It was an easy watch. He must have felt great underneath you throughout the race.
Yeah, he did. Coming into the race, I sort of thought, right, we're in a great spot here. I didn't expect Ballistic Ruler to sort of go forward and have the rail and lead. I thought Profiteer would have pressed on, but I was wrapped when we had Profiteers back, thinking that, with 52 kilos on his back, that Jai was going to kick strongly on the turn. And I actually thought Swat's that would drop off quicker than it did, and she loitered around a bit and sort of put a fly in the ointment. I had to sort of give her a little bump to shift her out of the way. But, it was... He loaded up super, and he's such a gentleman. Like, he was, really close to heels on the point of the turn, and I just had to ask him just to balance and just wait a second, and he did that well, and when the split came, he really quickened sharply. And then, obviously, with Inferno bearing down on him, he felt Inferno sort of coming, and he dug in again. So there was a lot of merit to the win.
See, it did look like that the Inferno had built up that much momentum. He was going to go past you. So, Wild Ruler, do you reckon he caught a glimpse of him and did lift?
Yeah, he did, definitely. He did, definitely. Easy for people to sort of say on the fence that Inferno might have peaked a fraction, but I think both those horses were going as well to the line as they could. And I actually think had we have gone another sort of 100 metres, that my bloke probably would have dug into the fight and probably still would have hung on because, like I said, he did feel Inferno coming in and he focused up and surged again.
He looks like he's as good as any sprinter in the country when things go his way, and the Everest is looming. I don't think he's got a slot yet, Buckets, but this would be, well, I don't know how it would affect you with the Melbourne-Sydney thing, but he just looks like he could go with any sprinter in the country on his day.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people have got to remember, 1,000 metres probably isn't his trip. He was prepared perfectly last night, but I think he'd be better at six, just so that you don't have to rush him into that sort of spot that we had to last night to win the race. He could take a sit and be sort of third, fourth in the run. He's not aggressive at all. And if he had a chance to build on a big track, I think, you know, six furlongs would be right up his alley. So he's not just a cheap speed horse. He's not, you know, just fast over 1,000. He's so clean-winded and got such a great action. So I think, you know, 1,200 definitely suit him. I know Inferno's got a spot, so, I mean, you'd be crazy to not have the winner in the Everest as well.
Well, I think they'll be snapping up him. It's just a matter of when. And it's always nice to ride a winner for a team as big and as strong as Peter and Paul Snowden, also Newgate and everyone involved as well. He's now a bona fide stallion. He's got a future too, Wild Ruler. So you never know, you might get yourself a little service fee as well down the line as well. Hey, I loved the raw emotion last week when you got your first group one. You're a lot more composed last night. And I've been told there's a little group behind you that may have been a big contributor to some of the turnaround. Can you tell us, what's this Just Add Mayo group?
Yeah, it's a WhatsApp group we've got there, and a couple of really learned individuals in it. My manager, Dave Barry, Daniel Bowman, a good mate of mine, and Brady McArdle, another mate of mine. So, yeah, there's been some interesting chatter in the last week, and it's always entertaining. And got to give Brady a big shout out for that classic stitch up last week of having me down as 40 years old. So that was not a bad
A lot of people fell for it.
Well, you've been around forever. I thought he was trimming you up.
Well, I don't know. Riding 52 and a half, my head looked about 40, so it was not ideal. But anyway, we'll push on.
Hey, last night, Wild Ruler was the headline act, but maybe a horse that might give you even bigger thrills later this spring carnival is Forgot You. Gee, he's exciting. He's probably going to go to the Caulfield Guineas. He's now the favourite for the Derby, and it won't affect you if he gets there, but they're still holding out hope that he could even head to a Melbourne Cup if he won a Derby. How good is Forget You?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, Michael. I actually said to my manager, you know, this spring, I said, you know, I reckon my three-year-old's my best hope of winning a good race. And he was always there, and a lot of people sort of poo-pooed me when I said that, you know, he's the one, obviously when he was still a maiden and whatnot, but after his first win at the Valley, I was sort of really bubbly and, you know, behind the scenes, I was super confident that he was going to take the next steps required. And obviously last night, taking out that race, it sort of cemented him as where I thought he was, and he's only going to keep improving. He looked outstanding last night. He looked beautiful and he felt fantastic. So I think, you know, I know he's won two races at the Valley, but get him away from the Valley and he'll improve even more. He won't have to absorb that sort of flat spot that he seems to hit down the side and sort of give you a bit of a heart attack at times. But, you know, on a bigger track where he's able to just travel through his gears and not be rushed off the bridle early, I think you'll see an even better result. So wherever he goes, be it the Guineas or the Derby, I'm sure he'll be super competitive.
Does he give you the feeling of a horse that could get out to the Derby distance? He looks like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no risk at all. Early on in his career, he was a bit aggressive, and Vicky that rides him worked out at Cranbourne. She's done a fantastic job to get him to switch off. We're both on the same page. Just sort of said, you know, if this horse is going to get anywhere near where we think he should be, he needs to switch off better, and he's done a great job with that, and he's doing that really well now. He touched the bridle a little bit, probably the first furlong last night, but then he switched off beautifully. So, you know, he'll eat up a trip for sure.
Just the one ride today?
Yeah, I was copping a bit of stick from that. A lot of people.
I thought you were supposed to be riding the crest of a wave at the moment, Bucket.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, no. Look, we had a few sort of go their separate ways, obviously. We had a few horses that were aimed up at the meeting and they decided other options and one or two didn't accept. But, yeah, no, it's all right. We'll go there and ride. Be good to your mother. I've pestered Daniel Bowman to get on him his whole career. Even when I was in Singapore and he won the Rupert Clark, I was on the phone trying to get on him. But, no, it'd be nice to win a race for Daniel. He's got supreme belief in the horse that he's still where he needs to be to win a race like this. And I'm really hopeful he can turn up and be competitive.
Is 1,300 a nice little sweet spot sort of distance for him at this stage of his career? Is he got a little chance today?
Yeah, I reckon he does, you know. you know, like I said, Daniel's been adamant that he wants the horse to switch off to give him the opportunity to win another race like this. He can't just be an on-speed bunny. So I think he's done a great job in getting him to do that. And, yeah, 1,300 looks perfect on a beautiful track like Sandown. We're going to get every opportunity to hit the line.
So you go back from that gate today or midfield? Is that the plan?
Yeah, look, we'll just come out of him and, you know, I won't be dragging him out of it. I won't be pushing him. We'll just get him to switch off and get in the rhythm wherever that is in the run. You know, I'd envisage it to be off them a fraction. So, yeah, we'll just get him off the bridle and in a good rhythm and see if he can let go of the turn of foot that he's shown in track work and trials when he's ridden quiet.
Where does the Moore household sit with the footy today? I know Jack's footy mad. I don't know who he barracks for. What's the breakdown? Who's barracking for who tonight?
Yeah, well, we've had a pretty eventful, you know, massive week. We're Carlton supporters this household, so it's been a tough old year, and obviously really sad with the passing of Jack Elliott today. So that was quite sad. But we're in the doggies corner today. I offered Jack. I reckon we got pumped by Port Adelaide when we first came back from Singapore. I took Jack to a footy game, and I always used to make him sit through games when we got beat, and. We sort of got to three-quarter time and I said, Jack, I've had enough of you. We're going home. And he actually got on radio and rang 3AW and gave Carlton an awful blast. And anyway, I said, righto, mate. I said, look, this is your one chance. I said, you can swap teams now. I said, don't ever ask me again. And he goes, no, we're going to stick. But I think had we changed, we would have gone to Footscray. So, yeah, I'll be cheering on the doggies.
You were a pretty good footballer, weren't you, Dan?
Not really. I played for East Warrnambool, but once all the boys grew and I didn't, it sort of became apparent I was going to get nowhere in that aspect. So I think it was like under 13s or 14s, and then everyone grew and I didn't. So I realised I had to do something else.
They're a pack of thugs, East Warrnambool, too, aren't they?
they're a different side. They're a different team, but they're
fast, given that.
Buckets, congratulations, mate. It's been a spectacular start to the spring, and Sierra Sue forgot you and everything else. It's only going to keep building. Enjoy the ride.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the support.